coast to coast and worldwide. Webmasterradio.fm presents the best in trade show coverage from around the planet. Now, Webmasterradio.fm, the official radio station for AdTech, presents live coverage from the show floor at AdTech. We now bring you an AdTech Spotlight.
Hey, it's Jody with WebmasterRadio.fm, and we're out here at AdTech on the trade show floor. Actually, slightly removed from the trade show floor. We're at the press room right now, and I'm joined with David Murphy. He's the general manager for BridgeTrack, which is a division of Sapient. And how you doing?
Doing well.
I would like to start it off, like keep it personal, you know what I mean? Just do a little small talk, how you doing, how's the weather? Tell me a little bit about BridgeTrack. Now, obviously, this is a huge show, AdTech. There are just tens of thousands of people here. Obviously, a very rich audience, all people that are trying to learn more and flex their muscle in the internet marketing space. How does BridgeTrack help people out? What do you guys do?
Sure. So BridgeTrack... We started it about 8 years ago and really geared towards helping marketers manage and drive their digital campaigns. We have core capabilities in ad serving, email, landing pages. And really the way marketers have used it is it's their central hub through which they can drive communications by leveraging a common content platform and analytics. Heavy focus on direct response marketers in general. Great success in financial services and insurance companies. You know, anyone who's really looking to drive marketing and then really measure the response from it.
So when you say it's kind of a one-stop shop, do you mean one of your clients can go in there and from one interface handle their email marketing and their banners and their CPC bids and all that stuff? Do you handle basically all that?
Yeah. So and some of them are proprietary solutions that we've developed over time. Others are ones that we've partnered with. But basically, the fundamental philosophy that we have is digital marketing in general is difficult. And we've tried to simplify it for digital marketers who want to be able to think more about their tactics, acquisition tactics, retention tactics, and want to have the tool set available to do that. And that was really the genesis of creating BridgeTrack.
Now, in terms of the way you guys track this stuff, I mean, because obviously these are very different sectors. I mean, you know, when you're doing your email marketing and you're doing your banners and you're doing your CPC, it's all very different. But are you guys able to pull that all together and give sort of a big picture based on the results of all of those at one time?
Absolutely. And one of the ways we do differentiate ourselves is through the real time nature that we can provide that picture. We developed our tracking solution to really run across any channel, and it can track email, it can track ads. We integrate with web analytics solutions, so we don't have to be the web analytics solution. We integrate very well with folks like Omniture. And then people can leverage our tool set to really do what it does best, which is drive the advertisements and analyze them in real time.
Now, fantastic. Now, in terms of this show, and obviously everybody's here looking towards the future, it's one of the main reasons people are here, to learn what's coming down the pike. A lot of stuff going on in the media right now. A lot of scrutiny, especially when it comes to click fraud, and a lot of focus on Google and the way things are starting to slow down a little bit, especially in the CPC space. How do you see content providers and your clients being able to overcome what's sort of looking like moderate slowdown? Obviously not a complete slowdown, not a recession, nothing like that, but the explosive growth that has occurred over the last few years, it's starting to slow down a little bit to more of just really fast growth rather than explosive. Where do you see companies going now, and do you see opportunities for people to be able to take advantage of the situation that's happening in front of us?
Yeah, so I mean, I think there's a few things. I think as marketers, the first question is going to be, okay, my budgets are potentially going down. Where am I going to spend it? Now, no one is ever going to tell you brand advertising, TV, print is going to go away. I mean, some people might try to, but the reality is you still need to establish yourselves in the market, and you need to be able to reach consumers through a number of different channels. I think what we're starting to see is more people saying, okay, I have less budget. I'd like to be able to figure out how it is running. I want to be able to demonstrate return on it. I really need to start looking at this online channel. And online more and more is becoming as viable for people as your traditional TV. If you look at teenagers and where they're spending their time, they're spending it online. So we've actually seen a few things. So net-net with the slowdown, we've seen more movement towards the online dollars. The reality as well, though, is that companies still need to acquire consumers. Companies still need to retain consumers. And if you completely turn that spigot off, your company, you know, your problems will just worsen. So we haven't seen that complete reduction in marketing that maybe people have been forecasting.
Yeah, and even then, I mean, because people are beginning to move their dollars away from traditional media and into the internet space. And when the economy does start to slow down, as it is right now, people want to be able to track exactly where every single dollar is going. And they want to be able to say, if I'm spending X amount of dollars, I want to be guaranteed a return on that investment. And that's something that traditional media simply can't provide, period. And so I think a lot of people are starting to see that now. So I guess you're right. It could actually, a general slowdown in the economy could be a huge boon to the entire internet marketing space, really.
Yeah, and we, I mean, from our perspective, we haven't seen a tremendous slowdown yet in the digital space. People know they need to move there and they know they have to spend dollars there. The reality is a lot of people growing up right now, this is how they interact. And it's a viable marketing and advertising medium.
And do you guys do much in the social media space as well, social networking and stuff like that?
To date, we haven't done a ton. I mean, most marketers, I think, will tell you, well, I've advertised there. So I've advertised on MySpace, I've advertised on Facebook, and people have got a decent amount of response. And we've even done, refer a friend campaigns and, you know, viral campaigns that were maybe predated some of the social networking stuff. But we haven't seen the huge push beyond that. But I can tell you right now, when we talk to marketers, they know it's there. They know that, you know, at times, you know, someone can post a video on YouTube about their certain, you know, their product, and they have no control over that. So that's what concerns them most right now is, how do I manage that? How do I manage that communication? In some cases, they can't.
Yeah, and that's the big gotcha in all of this, is that people have to basically embrace the fact that that their customers and that everybody else have a platform. They can say anything they want to, and there's almost nothing that a company can do about it other than provide accurate information on the other side and make sure everybody sees it.
Absolutely.
Well, great. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your time, David. It's David Murphy, General Manager for BridgeTrack, part of Sapient. And if somebody wants to check out your services, is it BridgeTrack.com?
Yes, it is.
I love the internet. It's always so simple, isn't it? Yes. Thank you very much, David. I appreciate it.
Great. Thank you.
Live coverage from the show floor at AdTech. From WebmasterRadio.fm, the official radio station for AdTech.